The gospel is in the book of Romans. It's all in there. And even as they did not retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. What was that? Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use unto that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust toward one another. Men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error. And even as they did not retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, or a mind void of judgment. There it is. Right there. I won't go into any more of that, but there, I can point out a lot of things that, anyway, fourth chapter. Maybe the Lord will release me sometime to go into some more. Verse 1, what shall we say then that Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath wherefore to glory, but not before God. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. He believed him. And that very same day he went and did. Here's a man 100 years old, I mentioned it before. That same day he was circumcised. He bled into that covenant. It doesn't say how long it was before he could walk. But Isaac was born. And that was the contradiction. The covenant and the contradiction. No way, that old man you don't count, old woman you don't either, but only that which God has said. Changed his name, changed hers. Sorry, Ai to Sarah. Hallelujah. Now to him that works, the reward is not of grace, but of debt. But to him that works not, but believes on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputes righteousness without works, saying, now here's what David said, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Well, how did he know? Woo! But he had just come running back to God, and he'd write songs about it. He wrote the 22nd Psalm. Read it in the Classic Amplified. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And he goes through there, all the way through it, describing hell, and it closes with, it is finished. Then he wrote the 23rd Psalm, he's my shepherd. Though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death. He did that hanging on the cross. Now, paradise at that time was in the upper regions. It was a protected region. Ever since Adam fell. And Jesus talked about being in the bosom of Abraham where Lazarus was there and the rich man was in hell. And he said, son, remember? So his memory was intact in hell. Right. And there wasn't a thing in the world he could do about it. That's what makes hell hell. Amen. But then he led captivity captive. And they're all watching what's going on. It's going on right down there. They're in the upper regions here. They're seeing all of this. And of course, they're in the spirit. There is no time nor distance in the realm of the spirit. But you can feel. It's hot. And it's real. Jesus said, hell was made for the devil and his angels. I don't have time to go into the angel part, but later maybe. Can you imagine David? He's shouting. He's using my stuff. I wrote that. And here he is, defeating hell itself on my songs. Whew. He was called the son of David. Oh, that's a mile wide and an eternity deep. And it's precious. So now we're here. Now watch this. We're not done yet. He received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of faith, which he had yet being uncircumcised. See, he believed God before he was circumcised, then circumcision was part of it. He believed him all the time. Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision, he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe. Though they be not circumcised, but righteousness might be imputed unto them also. And the father of circumcision to them who are not of circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of Abraham, the father Abraham, which he had being yet uncircumcised. That was when it was more important. He walked by faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there's no transgression. Therefore, it, and Brother Hagin say, when you see a therefore, see what it's there for. Therefore, it is of faith, so that it might be by grace, to the end that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, Genesis 17:5 is cross-referenced. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him, it's a little number there, or like unto him. So he did this like him in front of him. Even God, who quickeneth, makes alive the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform it. Therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. Calling things that be not as though they were. That's where Christian people have more problems. I've heard it said, well, I just can't support that word of faith anymore. Why? Well, I just don't think it makes any difference much what you say. That's what Jesus said. Yeah, but you better get your yeah, bud, out of the way. That'll get you killed. Because when you said it, it just opened the door for the devil to run ramp in your life, because you already have heard it and you have made a decision that you're not going to watch your mouth anymore. And he'll stick your mouth full of death and bring all kinds of stuff your way. Unless, of course, you repent. And the more you know, the more you're held responsible for. Amen. Charles Capps drew an upside down triangle like this. And we're down here. And he said things that were in the will of God here, he's going this way and you're going this way. And the more you know, the more you're responsible for not following that line and staying with him by staying in the book. Well, I'm a little too busy. Then you're too busy. You're too busy. I get really busy, really get going. But I didn't make any difference. That's there's no excuse whatsoever. You better get that book and spend some time in it. Amen. I have a treasure trove in our media room upstairs. You go back behind the screen, and it's a back screen projector. You can sit out in front. It's a large screen. And back there, albums. I'm talking about albums, cassette tapes of Kenneth Hagin. Seminar after seminar after seminar. Did you know they're beginning to make cassette players again? I have one. Now, some of the old tapes are stuck. You have to be careful with them. They kind of hang up. But you can send them to the office and put them over on CDs. And I have a lot of it in my phone. I listened to that message, God, the covenant, and the contradiction. I don't know how many times, calling things that be not as though they were. I listened to it, and 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 I listened to it, until it got so strong in me that it just sometimes it just comes out. I call my body well. I call my body well. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Charles Capp put it like this. Don't call the cat when you want the dog. Right. The Lord told him, he said, my people are calling things like they are, and it doesn't change anything. He said it just causes more. And he'd go through that, he'd say, here, dog. Come here, dog. Come here, dog. Somebody said, isn't that your dog laying right there? Well, yeah, but I'm calling the dog. What's the matter with you? No, I got it wrong. He said, I'm calling. Isn't that your dog laying down at your feet? He's calling the cat. He said, I want the cat. But I need to call things like they are. So I call the dog, and he's here. I really want the cat. You're going to have to call the cat, but the cat's not here. I know it, but you're going to have to call the cat to get the cat to come here. No, I call it like it is. The dog's here. And so I've heard some people say, I finally get it. This is where people have the hardest time with that concept. So finally, I did it like I did most things. I demonstrated to myself I call things that be not as though they were. As though they were. Yeah. I call things that be not as though they were. I keep calling things that be not as though they were. I call things that be not as though they were. And now they are.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Or you could put it like this. I'm calling things that be not as though they were. And by doing so, it turned me around, and there it is. But what you have to watch is to stay in love. We walk in love. That is our commandment. So, fear is faith. It's a spiritual force, so is faith. It's the opposite. Fear is faith in storms, snakes, poverty, people. And so you're into that same area. So some person is, we walk in love. Perfected, developed love casteth out fear, for fear has torment. You know where that is in 1 John. So I'm on the love line. And this is what Jesus is talking about. There is a narrow way, and most people never find it. And it is that love walk. You're walking here. The devil's right there. You got out of love. You better repent. Because he's right there. Let's go over to 1 John. Fifth chapter, 1 John. This is powerful. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone that loves him that begat loves him also begotten of him. And this we know, we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is loving God, that we keep his commandments. His commandments are not grievous. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So then you hear that on Victory News all the time. Well, 4:4 says, we are of God, little children, and overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Now, come on down here in this fifth chapter. Verse 13. These things have I written unto you, that you believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know, that you may have intimate relationship with. That you may know that you have eternal life, that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will or according to his word, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us whatsoever we ask, We know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he should pray for it. And we don't have time tonight. It's not the place for it. I can show you exactly what it is, but I do not say that he should pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Whosoever is born of love does... Well, here, wait a minute. We know absolutely that anyone born of God does not deliberately and knowingly practice committing sin, but the one who is begotten of God carefully watches over and protects him. Christ's divine presence within him preserves him against the evil, and the wicked one does not lay hold or get a grip on him and touches him not. That was worth the whole night. He can't touch you. How many times I've used that. Mr. Devil, I want to remind you of something. You're a defeated foe. I can prove it in the book of Hebrews, particularly in the second chapter. He brought you to naught. For you had the power of death, and you no longer have it. All's left of you is a lie. I am a tither, a prompt, hilarious giver. And I read that to him. You touch me. You take your hands off me. Right now. In the name of Jesus.
It's just like a glory cloud surrounding you, being here with fellow believers of the same mind, the same faith, and learning under such a powerful, anointed teacher.
Welcome to the 2023 Omaha Victory Campaign. Give God praise. Hallelujah. Are you hungry for the Lord? Are you hungry for His presence?
Because of His promise, His blood promise, His blood partner that said, I will make nations of you. And this is the only seed He had. Abraham is the father of our faith. That kind of uncommon faith, praise God, is available to us.
There is an increase for a new phase that is upon you, and you shall run stronger and faster.
Every word that's spoken, revelatory, prophetic, is right on time for these last days. God is getting ready to bring this end time harvest to fruition.
Stay in faith. Remain focused on the promises of God. Do not allow anything that is happening in the world around you to distract you.
Bodies are healed. Lives are changed. When you're in the atmosphere of faith, you're hearing the word of God. Whatever is holding back in your life, turnarounds happen, breakthroughs happen in this kind of environment.
It was hurting bad. And just now when he said that, the pain's completely gone. It's completely healed.
Jesus redeemed you from all of the curse. In the 25 Message Teaching Series, No Longer Strangers from the Covenants of Promise, Kenneth Copeland and Greg Stevens teach and explain the covenant promises that you have with God as His born-again child. This word-packed teaching series goes through God's covenant promises that are revealed in His Word and shows you how to activate those promises in your everyday life by faith. You can learn how to use the authority Jesus gave you to stop the work of the enemy. Not only did Jesus die for you so that you might live, He also was raised and made you a co-heir with him. Through this series, you'll also gain a deeper understanding of the Passovers with Jesus and the disciples, about your healing covenant with God, and so much more. It's time to live your life empowered through the redemption that Jesus paid for you, and not be a stranger to the covenant promises God has for you. Request your free copy of No Longer Strangers from the Covenants of Promise, available on MP3 disc, DVD, or digital downloads. In these comprehensive teachings, you'll discover how we as Christians were created to take part in God's covenant. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
We walk by faith when times are good. We walk by faith when times are terrible. No person that lives by faith has to change his or her lifestyle because of the time.
Join us for the Branson Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, April 4th through the 6th. Register at kcm.org/Branson today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to see you grow spiritually and live a victorious life in Christ. Our mission at Kenneth Copeland Ministries is to minister the word of faith by teaching believers who they are in Christ Jesus, taking them from the milk of the word to the meat and from religion to reality. So this week, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are sending out a free teaching series, and it's called No Longer Strangers to the Covenants of Promise. It's a 25 message study by Kenneth Copeland and Professor Greg Stevens. Let the word of God go deep into your heart and allow your faith to build and receive those great and precious covenant promises today. Request your free teaching on MP3, DVD, or digital download on kcm.org. If you need prayer, call our prayer line. Let one of our licensed prayer ministers pray with you. They are trained in the word of God and ready to pray in faith with you. Some of you may need to do what Romans 4:17 says, to call those things that be not as though they were. In other words, call the results of God's promise into existence. The name of Jesus is greater than any name. Debt, disease, bondage, or danger. They all have to bow their knee to the name of Jesus. Speak your covenant promises over your situation and be encouraged, knowing you have the victory in Christ Jesus. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.